The Australian Bureau of Statistics last week announced that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population in Australia would reach 1 million by 2028, which will be a milestone for our country. It's also National Diabetes Week, and Josh Green asked Louise Natouche, Health Executive at Diabetes Queensland, why Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people experience diabetes at a higher rate.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people do have a 3 times greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. This is quite complex, and we don't understand all the reasons why at this stage, but we do know that our lifestyle, so the type of diet that we eat, so Western diet, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people who have had a traditional diet and then moved into a Western diet, is part of the problem, and our reduced activity levels is also a risk factor. And when you have, people who used to hunt and gather very active around getting their food, and now it's so convenient. It's convenient for all of us. We go to the servo, we fill our car full of petrol, and then we go to pay, and there's a smorgasbord of chocolates and candies and things like that, and it's so tempting and easy for us to add that to our, as we're paying. So our environment in this day and age certainly doesn't help.
Last week, the Australian Bureau of Statistics released research which suggests there would be a higher proportion of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across Australia in 10 years' time. Would an increase of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living in Queensland necessarily mean an increase in the proportion of people living with diabetes?
Yeah, well, we know that because of the 3 times greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes, yes, if the Indigenous population increase, we know that that rate is still, it remains. So it will potentially increase at a proportional rate.
And how would Queensland Diabetes be able to assist a Queensland population with a higher proportion of people living with diabetes?
We are looking at getting people identifying what their risk is. This is hugely important, because the earlier people know what their risk is, the earlier they can seek the right help and information, which is where we come in and make some changes to help prevent the development of type 2 diabetes. We know that age is one of the biggest risk factors for developing type 2 diabetes. So we're all struggling against time. And, if people know the risk factors and can identify their own risk, so that's our biggest message to Queenslanders is know your risk. As soon as people know what their risk is and can make those changes, so looking at diet and exercise, we know that that will go a long way to helping reduce or prevent the development of type 2 diabetes. We know that there's 1 in 4 Australian adults over the age of 25 living with prediabetes or diabetes that don't know it. So that's huge. If we can get people identifying their risk and putting in place the activity and improving their food choices, that will go a long way to reducing risk and preventing the development. And we know that people in doing that will identify that they do have type 2 diabetes. And again, it's seeking that help and support as early as possible. We know that if you can get in place the healthy food options and increasing your physical activity, it will go a long way to helping reduce or prevent the complications of diabetes. So these can be heart attack, stroke, kidney disease, limb amputations, depression, anxiety, blindness, and these are all things that can be prevented with the right information at the right time. And that's our biggest message to Queenslanders in National Diabetes Week, is to know your risk and know if you have type 2 diabetes.
Louise Natouche of Diabetes Queensland speaking with Josh Green there.